double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone had such a lovely summer, discovering a bunch of new artists during the break. Moni is so excited to be back, and all of our DJs are sincerely looking forward to starting up all of their shows, starting this week. Make sure to stay tuned for all of your favorite student, community, and faculty-led shows coming back onto the air throughout the week, only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Make sure to stay cool, have a lovely start to your semester, and keep it locked.
Hey guys, welcome back to Medley's Mixes and Medley V. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Guys, I cannot truly express to you in enough words how excited I am to be back in the stew, to be with the people I love audibly, but also with someone I love physically. Guys, today in the studio for our first episode back, this is season two of Medley's Mixes Medley V, we've got Abigail Vesperman. Woo! Wait, keep talking.
Hello.
Wait, a little bit louder.
Oh, hello.
Okay, wait, hello. Your mic is like super like low, like keep talking.
Oh, so they kind of like set up.
Okay, so wait, maybe it's like the wrong mic. Hold on, we're going to try something else.
Uh-oh.
Keep talking.
Hello. They set us up for failure.
Okay, hold on, we're going to try one more. Keep talking.
Hello.
Okay, that's actually really weird. Okay, hold on.
You want me to go to four?
Yeah, let's try four. Let's try four and see if four is going to work with us today.
Is this better? Hello?
Keep talking.
Hello, I'm talking. This is me at mic four. I'm talking.
Is it just like really low or am I crazy?
I don't know.
You know what? We're going to troubleshoot some stuff, but while we do that, I think we should probably get started with our first song because I need time to run some troubleshooting because obviously for a show back, some ish has to go wrong. So we're going to start off with some Malcolm Todd and Omar Apollo. We have Bleed. And as always, I hope that you enjoy.
Do you really wanna know about me?
Hey guys, we're back. We are still troubleshooting in the studio. Abby, give me a little test over there.
Test. Oh, whee! I can hear myself now.
Thank you to Nathan and Jesse. They're so amazing. Thank you, Won Eboard. Oh my gosh.
Goodness.
Thank you guys. I want to thank my mom and my dad and my sister.
Are they here?
No, they're not. They're probably not. Because they're canceled.
Oh, perfect.
So guys, sorry for that little rocky start, but you know what? This just goes to show that we are resourceful. We know our support system. Thank you, Won Eboard. Thank you, Abby, for being a trooper and sticking with me on this one. But let's try that introduction again, guys. Who do we have in the studio? It's Abigail Besserman. Woo!
Hi.
Abby, so tell us a little bit about yourself on a professional level, and then we'll get personal.
On a professional level is crazy. So I am currently employed here at SUNY Oneonta.
How are you?
I also am a grad student. I did my undergrad here in education, early childhood to be specific.
Oh.
I obviously did not go into that. My current boss and your current boss.
Wait, true.
Texted me one day and said, hey, you got a minute to chat? And I thought I was in trouble, even though I hadn't done anything with him in probably almost a year at that point.
Right.
I was very scared.
Right, as one would be.
Right. And so I came up and he was like, hey, this person's leaving. Do you want a job? And now I've been here since October, but in the emergency position, but since April full time, like fully employed.
Right. So the 1 year anniversary of emergency will be in October ish. Do you know the date or no?
I think it's like I want to say like the 21st, but it's around there somewhere.
Guys, put it on your calendars because I'm not playing. Oh, we're going to throw a school-wide party, actually.
Oh, no, please don't. Actually, my party was Mascot Madness because that was my jam.
Because I feel like, honestly, that sent shockwaves that we didn't even fully, like, grapple with because that was such a dub.
Yeah.
Such a dub.
I know. Also, I am the lead coordinator. I didn't even say it. I'm like, oh, I'm employed. Didn't say what I do.
I'm employed. And you can honestly guess.
I run our leadership program on campus. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's really good.
Yeah, and as someone who was a lead intern, I could speak volumes on that.
Thank goodness.
Well, of course.
And I appreciate you forever for that.
Well, of course.
And for more.
So, guys, that is Abby on a professional level. But on a more personal level, here's some background for you. I met Abigail Besserman probably the first week that I came to school here. I was just like a shy little meek little freshman. And I was like, guys, I'm so chopped and I'm nervous and my anxiety's rampant. And I was like, my friend Lexi, shout out Lexi, was like, yes, okay, like Lexi. Maddie, let's go to like the Activities Council General Body meeting. I said, okay, period. And from that first meeting, I was like, okay, I just like locked my target on Abby Besserman. That's going to be my friend. However long it takes, we're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Surely enough, we are now there.
Like going 0.2 on, seconds. Really.
0.2 seconds, pretty much. It really did not take much at all. I mean, lickety split, a hop, skip, and a jump. any other old adages we have to add there?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
Hey, you know, if that's okay.
Like, I wish I could remember things better, but I don't. But I just think it's funny that Lexi got you to the meeting because my friend freshman year also got me to the meeting. And my friend literally, I think that went that one time or maybe twice and never showed up again. Mm-hmm. And I ended up on Eboard. So kind of parallel lines here for us. Which like is, we are the same person.
That is, and we have seen a lot of that. There's a lot of parallels. Yes. Our trajectories have been very much the same,
mm-hmm.
which is so beautiful and a testament to our bond and our friendship. And that's why she's on the show today. Mm. And so obviously, guys, we got a little rocky start there. Again, this is Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. This is Maddie B and Abby V. And that first song there was Bleed by Malcolm Todd and Omar Apollo. So what I wanted to do today and what I want to recreate throughout this semester, because it's been a lot of me, I'm Maddie B, okay, here's me. But I'm like, what if it was me and my friends, me and my loved ones, me and my coworkers even. Rob Tebow, shout out. Because you're
going to get here.
Bill Harkler Road, you're going to be here in the studio soon. So I was like, how about we do a blend? Let's get blendy with it, okay? So that was Bleed. That was my song. That was my draft pick. And I told Abby, I said, I want you to give me 4-5 songs that are either your all-time favorites, recent favorites. Now, was this a Sisyphus-type task of pushing the boulder up the hill for Abby? Maybe.
Not all of my songs are, like, radio-friendly.
Hey, and you know what? That's fair, because that stuff does exist, and we won't even delve any further into that, but she got some draft picks for me, and guys, we have Deny, Deny, Deny by Noah Kahan. Not Kahan, because I always say it wrong. Sure. Abby, tell us a little bit about Noah Kahan and why you love him. What's the vibe here?
Okay, so I think I found Noah Kahan, 5 or 6 years ago now. I think I found him on a whim. I hate to be that person, but I do think I found him before he fully popped off. He got very popular on TikTok. With Stick Season, which, I mean, if you didn't know his name, you probably know that. Because right. We love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks.
Wait, true.
Exactly. But I would like to be that person just in this moment and say I did find him prior to that.
Because you're locked in.
I really am. And I have followed him ever since. And he's just a mentally ill man from Vermont and from New England. And I resonate fully with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, New England, New York, close enough. Mm-hmm. Mentally ill. We're here.
It's giving gender bent, Noah.
And you know what? Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for
that. But yeah, this is one of the more... This album has been very, very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the ones where it's a little sad, but it is upbeat because I wanted to keep the good vibes up.
So
I tried my best to find one that was radio friendly because he does curse sometimes.
Noah Kahan, you silly.
I know. But yeah, so if you haven't heard of him, I hope you like him.
Yeah, so on that note, here comes Deny, Deny, Deny from The Great Divide by Noah Kahan.
I share a ring with hope. Tell me when you were broken. Do you still have a heart? Or somebody stole it? But I'm far too tired to watch you laugh or lift the sports TV. I'll get your house paid off so the sex can't touch it. Another thing we don't talk about anymore. Don't worry, I won't bring it up.
Was Deny, Deny, Deny by Noah Kahan from The Great Divide. Now, this is his most recent album, right?
Correct.
Oh, correct.
He just went on The Great Divide tour.
And I think you did, too.
Oh, I did go.
Oh!
Well, not on the tour, but I did go to a show.
And honestly, I feel like you could be a roadie.
Honestly, I think I could. With the amount of stuff I have to lift for events on campus, I feel like I could move some stuff on a tour.
You're basically a roadie already.
I'm the Activities Council roadie at this point, if
and
you
I'm
think
obsessed.
About it. And partially SA.
And you know what? you're basically everyone's roadie. And Noah Kahan. Let's just throw anybody else in there, honestly.
Yeah, true.
Oh, again, I'm getting emails. I'm getting a lot of things going on. Oh, I can't
don't
really.
Don't they know you're busy and on a radio show?
Yeah, honestly, and everyone. And I will no longer be carrying photo ID. Thank people should know goodness. Who I am.
True.
Do you know what that's from?
Yes, I do.
Sylvester.
Yes. I was like, vaguely. I was like, I have it in my head. I know it's her.
And that's how Sue sees it. Gosh, I love Glee.
I said that the other day. I don't remember why, but I did reference and I did the C.
And for those
of you who know, you know the C.
And if you know, you know. And I honestly wish that we could do a live stream of this because then you could see me holding up a C with my hands. Now, this is not a proper endorsement, but I will say if you've never watched Glee before, you probably should.
Probably.
Because, and I truly, not that there aren't characters that I love in the show or whatever. I think one of the most important characters in television history might be Sue Sylvester. I don't know if that's a gross overstatement, but no. I feel that way.
I think her character development, very good.
No, and then her back. Because originally she just like, we're really getting off on a topic here and I'm really obsessed with it.
And it's okay.
But we start off, she's stone cold Sue Sylvester, okay? Yes. We're like, oh, she's our op, whatever. And she is comedic relief in a sense. But then Ryan Murphy, who is the writer, creator of the show, he makes a lot of weird choices with a lot of the characters and the plots and the storylines, whatever. One thing he did right was Sue, because Sue was just your comedic relief villain, and I think that show went farther than he anticipated, and then he was like, let me give some complexity. Let me give some layers to this character, and then we gave her a crazy, amazing backstory that made her character, like, so much more, like I said, complex. But that is neither here nor there, and I don't even know how to segue from Sue Sylvester to the next song.
Well, how about this?
Okay,
no,
I'm ready.
Actually, not a good segue, but do you think Sue Sylvester, since you said Stone Cold, Sylvester Stallone.
Whoa.
I know it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I was getting there somewhere.
No, I saw the connection.
I kind of lost it a little bit, but like Sue Sylvester Stallone. Like in Grease, Olivia Newton-John Travolta.
Yes.
They're together.
And then
I don't know
also,
what's going on there, but there's something.
Here's a degree of separation. Olivia Newton-John, May She Rest, was in an episode of Glee where they did the physical music video with Sue Sylvester.
You're so right.
Yeah. It's and all connecting. Hello.
I was actually just reminded of Sue Sylvester the other day and her emotional journey because I got a clip on TikTok of her sister.
Oh.
And the funeral.
Oh.
Spoilers.
Come with
sorry, guys.
Me,
oh, my
and
God.
You'll
and it was all Kurt. It was so Kurt.
It was literally Kurt.
It was Kurt because he can hit those notes and Rachel Berry cannot.
And you know what? And you know who else can hit these notes? This next artist. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the segue.
And you're so welcome.
This next song, this is my next draft pick. I think I listened to this song roughly 1,000 million, 100,000 trillion times this summer. Every time I'd get in the car, I'd be like, okay, I have to go drive somewhere. Okay, this is the soundtrack of my drive for today. I'll be honest. This artist, this is the only song I know of theirs. And if I had to be also honest, I would tell you that I did find this song on social media and it was an edit of Heated Rivalry. It literally was. And we can't even delve any further into that topic for obvious reasons. But this is Fire in My Heart by Escape from New York. I don't know how to preface this song, but I am truly it's a hypnotic kind of song. And I hope you enjoy it. Again, this is Fire in My Heart by Escape from New York.
Thank you.
Again, that was Fire in My Heart by Escape from New York. Abby, what do we think of that song? Had you ever heard that one before?
I have not. I
hadn't.
Oh, wait.
Oh, hello.
Wait. Oh, hey, that's actually my bad.
So you muted me.
Oh, chat. She was muted.
I was silenced and silent.
And I'll never let it happen again.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome. We were trying to remember the question from 2 seconds ago. I have never heard it before, but I did very much enjoy it.
Wait, yay.
I really like the vibe.
I like the vibes.
I need to branch out a little bit because, you know, a lot of my music taste is Noah Kahan-esque and it is sad
music.
You know, sometimes you need that. Sometimes after a long day at work, you need that.
That's true.
So, yeah. But I very much so enjoyed.
Wait, yay. Well, I really do fancy making playlists for people. So, everyone, let me know down in the comments. Does anyone want a custom playlist? Let me know. Chat, what's going on? Abby wants one. There's one. We got one sold already.
Consider me in the comments right now.
Consider her in the chat.
True. I am chat.
I am, in fact, cognizant of the fact that some people might be able to... Now, I don't know if the mic is picking that up.
Oh, I might have heard it.
Yeah, so basically, if anyone doesn't know, because I do love to talk about myself frequently, and I do love to promote these new discoveries about myself, I am a little bit of a freak when I have press-on nails. Because one thing about me, as soon as I put them on my fingertips, everything had to be tapped and touched and... Like, it's literally, when I walk by walls now, I have to tap them.
Oh,
I have to tap them.
I do, too.
I'm scratching people's arms. I mean, it's unprecedented levels of tapping. Okay, and I just want everyone to know that if you hear a little during the show, that's and I just flicked the mic by accident. That is literally what is happening on the desk right in front of me.
As a nail haver, agreed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for validating me, because I feel super validated.
I would love to do that anytime.
But yeah, thank you guys. Guys, shout out Abby V, like, period. I am realizing that I did queue up two of my draft picks in a row, so we are going to skip over one of mine, and if we have time for it, we'll tack it on to the end there. Oh. Abby, this next draft pick is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. Tell us a little bit about the Three Doors Down.
Oh, I have no idea. Fake fan over here. I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to the song in a while, but it's one of those songs in my head where I see it or I hear the first note and I'm transported to just such a fun time. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great song. I don't know. It was also just not explicit and in my like songs. I'm not going to lie.
And there you go.
But I do heavily enjoy the song. I would not recommend a song that I do not heavily enjoy.
Well, of course.
So I've had very many different, stages of music in my life, I guess is the way to say it. So this is in one of those stages, I guess.
Is this an earlier stage, a mid stage, later stage?
I feel like somehow this was an early Oneonta stage.
Early on.
So like post COVID or like kind of in the end tales. Sorry.
In the end times.
Trigger warning, I guess. COVID-19. Full government name. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was in there somewhere. I think it just popped up one day and I was in there. I actually have a very very vivid memory of sitting in the activities council back office where the students sit.
Right.
And locking in on something. I don't know if it was homework or activities council. I guess it wasn't that vivid. I don't know. But I have a vivid enough memory of just being back there and I don't think anyone else was in the office. And my back was definitely to the door, which is crazy because someone could have fully just scared me. And I just remember having my whole headphones on, not AirPods, full headphones over the ear.
Period.
And just blasting this while doing something in that office, just sitting at the desk.
So it's giving productivity.
It really
is. And you know what? I'm obsessed with that. So guys, let's delve into the world of Three Doors Down, their song Kryptonite. And guys, as always, I hope you enjoy.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world go to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Watch the world float to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy and will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there to hold me? Strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. You took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman, my kryptonite. Yeah! If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand?
Again, that was Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. Mm-hmm. Only Three Doors Down. I really liked that. I really dug it up.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. I literally was like, oh, I have a perfect thing to bring up during the break. And then
it's a great question.
It literally dissipated from my mind. And there it goes.
You can see it floating away.
And you know, and I'm literally levitating with Dua Lipa and the baby.
It's okay.
Okay, wait. Now, here's a good question. Okay, that just triggered something. It wasn't what I was going to say, but we're gonna work with something else. Now, my friends know this about me, that even though I do not like DaBaby, I think he's canceled. I don't even know. That's not even the point. I just don't like him. My go-to, if you put on Levitating with Dua Lipa featuring DaBaby, I get, like, genuinely excited. Like, I have a full-body reaction, and I can't help but sing and rap every single word of the song. So, Abby, my question to you is, what is a song that when it comes on, you're like, yep, everyone shut the heck up, because this is my moment?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot here.
No, it's okay. I don't know why. One of the first ones that came to my head right now is Baby by Justin Bieber. I know that whole rap.
Yep.
I'm one of those people that knows that.
When I was 13, I had my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby. Nobody
compared to DaBaby. Ain't nobody compared to DaBaby for you.
Wait, ain't nobody compared to DaBaby. Guys, DaBaby and baby.
Ain't nobody can do another parallel in our lives, if you will.
Oh, my gosh. And there are so many. And you know what? That's actually a good point. Let's talk about the parallel, shall we?
Oh, gosh, please.
So, basically, for me, there are so many Abbies in my life. Yeah. And by so many, okay, I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 Abbies, which I feel like is more than most can say. Sister Abby, you're like school Sister Abby. Abby Kenny, mm-hmm. Abby Fish. There's got to be another.
Fish.
Yeah, she was one of the ambassadors. A great girl. Love the girl. She's also from Rochester. Shout out Rock City. Which I found that out last semester. I was like, I didn't know anyone from the 585 lived here. But, period.
Fair.
Yeah, so, and now I'm forgetting all of our parallels.
I kind of am too. I'm blanking.
But guys, you have to believe us, though.
We have great moms.
We also have wonderful mothers. AC Presidents.
AC Presidents, yeah. I was a couple years ago. I was 3 people ago now.
Oh my gosh.
I know, crazy. It's been a minute.
Has been a minute.
I got there. And then now you're there, and I'm so excited to see what you do. And what you've already done, of course.
I mean, and the semester's only begun. We haven't even had our first-gen body meeting.
I know, kind of crazy.
I know. Well, the way that this semester started off is just like a funky note. Like,
yeah,
we don't start until after Expo, and then Labor Day kind of bunked us up, too.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Yeah, it's
September 14th is our first meeting. Monday the 14th at 4 p.m.
Yep.
So shout out, guys, if you're looking for something to do, if you want to get involved with campus activities, here comes my shameless plug. Join us in the Leather Stocking Room, which is second floor of the Hunt Union, Monday, September 14th at 4 p.m. That just rolled right off the tongue.
And you're already locked in.
And where's my teleprompter?
Nowhere. Right off the dome.
Speaking of fluid speaking and teleprompters, I'm in a class currently, and I think I might have already told you about it. It's content creation. And as we know, I do dabble in the vocal arts. I do I do rap a little. I do sing a little. And so I post, you know, some singing videos on the TikTok, on the gram, and all that jazz. And so
biggest
in the content
fan right
creation.
Here. Oh, my gosh. Fan.
Don't even start playing right now.
I put your voice on a button. What do you mean?
That's actually true.
I did take it off, though.
And then I got a little freaked out, and I was like, well.
I took it off, though, because I care.
Wait. Hey, I care, too.
Thanks.
But in this class, basically, the goal of the course is to build a social media presence. You don't get like a 0% if you don't go viral. It's just learn how to strategically create a social media brand to post stuff, da 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 da. And so she was like, you can also work off of existing accounts. So I'm planning on like working off those existing things. But at the same time, I have been mentally, spiritually, maybe even physically planning my YouTube comeback because I was a YouTuber in like middle school. And I have so many ideas and things that I want to do. And I think that maybe it's like my OCD brain is like, I can't do anything till I have one solid idea pinned down. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what if I do the music related podcast and the day in my life vlog and the video diary? Like, let's just do all.
Everything.
Let's just do it all.
Decision paralysis is a real thing.
It really is.
Suffer from it every day.
Every day. Or what is it called? Like the maximization something. Do you have that?
The blank stare that you just got. I know silence is really bad on the radio, but the blank stare just gave you is crazy, and I'm so sorry.
So do you...
You said one word, and then you didn't finish it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that was the last word.
Maximization?
How do I explain this? Like, the way that my brain works
You want to maximize everything that you do, like, get the most out of everything?
Like, when I wake up, I am paralyzed, and I can't do anything until I know the proper order that I'm going to do everything.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
I can't get up to go shower because what if I need to go work out? But I can't go work out until I have a piece of toast because I have to have carbs, then I have to worry about... And it's just yes.
Yeah, I do that in work. Like, even in the Hunt, you know, I'm like, well, I'm not going to go down to the bottom floor. Even though I'm literally taking the elevator with like a cart, I'm like, I'm not going to go down to the bottom floor without having this, but to do this, I have to do this other thing.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's why Planning Expo was just kind of like crazy.
Yeah, that was a rush, yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah, because you can't really do anything or plan for anything until you know how many people are going to table.
That's true.
And the cutoff was Monday at noon.
Yeah.
And Expo's Wednesday.
And yeah, so that was just a crunch. Just a crunch there, guys. Just a testament to how Abby's in My Mind works. Again, there's the parallel. We found another one.
And I think we did just say more. A lot of the same things at the same time.
That is true. Yeah.
It's kind of bad. It's kind of funny, but it's bad.
But it works.
It's just because we spent so much time together.
That is true.
Because you're perfect.
Wait, and you're perfect. And
we're perfect together. And shout out Bill.
Shout out Bill. Bill, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, but I hope that you are. Actually, isn't he doing a presentation
He's
right
like
now?
Across the hall getting ready.
If
you're looking for something to do on this Thursday night, I definitely have to just look at my phone to see what day of the week it was.
Exactly.
On this Thursday evening, Bill is hosting an event based around Heated Rivalry at 6 o'clock.
Which,
right across the hall.
That's the second time we've mentioned Heated Rivalry today. And just think about that.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking too.
And you know what? Ryan would love that.
And he would. And that brings me to our next song, which again, zero segue happened there, but that's all right.
Okay.
This is my next draft pick. We're kind of getting like emo with it. Like the Kryptonite was giving a little bit of emo, a little not super hardcore, but we're getting a little more rocky. Okay. Now we have some Pierce the Veil. Now I have to be totally upfront. I want to get ahead of this. I'm a bit of a poser because when I was in middle school, Panic at the Disco was my thing. Like that was, I was Panic at the Disco down. Like Brendon Urie, even though he's a very questionable figure, I was like, yep. So he's basically the like most important person who's ever existed in music, basically. And
just
I just
what middle schoolers do.
And it really is. You pick kind of one sector of the emo sphere.
Well,
I put the hand in front of my mouth and it kind of blurred the sound a little bit. Who heard that? Write in the chat if you heard that. But I never got into Pierce the Veil. So people be like, really? Oh, you were emo in middle school? Did you like Pierce the Veil? And I'd be like, I only know two of their songs.
Oh,
please
gosh.
Don't hurt me. I'm sorry. But
I got to get you locked in.
I know. I am taking song requests. Put them in the chat. Put them in my brain. Put them in a playlist and send it. Okay, I'm taking all requests. Actually, I'm taking all recommendations. But this song, actually, shout out Alani. I don't know if you're listening, but this song I had heard part. I think it was part of the bridge that I had heard on TikTok before. And I was just scrolling, and I see a video, and it was someone like just like dancing in like a funky little groovy way to this song. And who had reposted it but Alani Noel. I won't say their last name, I don't want to get doxed, but I don't want to dox them. But basically, shout out to Alani, because if you hadn't reposted this video, it wouldn't have shown up on my FYP, and then I might not have started listening to it. So Alani, basically, I want to thank you for today's episode. Again, this is So Far, So Fake by Pierce the Veil. Long ah outro there. True. Really long ah. So sorry, Pierce the Veil. We did cut you off by like 3 seconds, but it's like what can actually it was just by 1 second. So I was kind of locked in. Abby was just telling me off air that I need to lock in to Pierce the Veil. True. So thankfully I now do have a resource and a support system to help me through my Pierce the Veil journey. So thank you once again.
Anytime.
Guys, once again, it gets to be that time where we have to start wrapping up the show, and it crushes my heart just about every time. It honestly only gets worse from here, because then I'm like, oh, and I can't even talk to my peeps in the chat, which, mind you, there might be zero people listening, but sometimes even the spirits in the ether need to listen to their favorite show, Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie
True.
B's.
Well, I'm listening.
Wait, yay.
You know, in theory, maybe Zanul's listening.
In theory? Wait, guys, we... Shout out Zanul, by the True. Way, because we were literally explaining to him all sorts of things about WONY, about the college radio system at the FCC. He was getting learned up today. So True. Zanul, I told you you could listen. I'm not sure if you're tapped in. We're going to come check on you at the desk after, because we are going to hit up the poster sale, which,
yes,
by the way, guys,
hour.
1 hour left of the poster sale in Hunt Union in the International Lounge. Go check it out if you want some big posters. There's small posters. posters too.
Portraits.
Yeah, portraits too.
Gotcha.
So yeah, get into that. Guys, if you're new to the show, if you're a regular, whoever you may be, I like to do this thing where I listen to a song that's going to be new to me and probably new to you because it's a new release. Guys, we have The Governor's Waltz by Phoebe Bridgers from her new album, Lost Weekend. Now, I only know a few Phoebe Bridgers songs, and I know that she's very mellow vibes, like very chill, maybe a little bit sad, one might say. Abby, what is your experience with Phoebe Bridgers?
I fear minimal.
And that's okay.
I've heard... what's her, like, biggest one? What's her biggest
one?
Do you know? Putting
gosh.
You on the spot now.
Oh, wait, now I'm on the spot, and yeah. I can't even remember.
Literally,
I feel like it's the album that has, like, the little ghost on the cover. Is it
I
not?
Think so, yeah. I see the album on Spotify sometimes.
And then, and then also she's in the band Boy Genius, right? With Lucy Dacus. And
is she?
The other, yes.
She's
in the, other
in the band. See, minimal.
The other one. It's
little
it's giving. It's giving surface level. It's giving tip of the iceberg.
It's giving. I have to lock in.
This
bit.
Is why this part of the show is important, because it is good. It is so important to expand your music taste. This is something that I learn even more. I learn this lesson every day because, as we know, my enigma of music playlist does not expand much, or at least it hasn't as of late. And we can't keep shuffling the same old, same old. We need to expand. There's so much new music coming out every single day because creating and putting music on streaming is more accessible than it ever has been in the history of music. Sorry, I've nerded out a little bit there. So let's tap into some Phoebe Bridgers' The Governor's Waltz from her new album, Lost Weekend. And as always, I hope you enjoy.
Without touching, why don't you sing me to sleep? dancing ourselves clean, late New Year's Eve. You deserved better. You wanted me. So let's see how long we can go without talking. Watch me pretending to sleep. I'm next to you, you're next to nothing. You promised that you'd never leave, but maybe you'll do it for me.
Guys, that was The Governor's Waltz by Phoebe Bridgers from her new album, Lost Weekend. Now, going into this, Abby and I, we're up front with you guys. We like to be, you know, get ahead of these things that we know very minimal knowledge and information and background on Phoebe Bridgers. But after having listened to this track, I must say, I really liked that a lot.
I did too.
And then, Abby, you also said that you had heard that chorus before.
I have. I assume... if it's in the back of my brain, it's mm-hmm. from social media. I'm not going to lie.
My scroll
time is probably way too high for my own good.
Fair enough.
But sometimes after a long day of work, you just got to rot.
That's true.
But yeah, I have heard the
let's see how
yep, you can sing a lot better than I can.
Go without touching.
Oh, well, I was hyping you up and then you did that, but then why? But yeah, I've heard it. So it's a new release, mm-hmm. I guess. What did I say? August 14th, I
Something
think?
Something like that, yeah. Not even a month old.
No, she's a baby.
She's a little baby.
The baby. And we bring it full circle.
Oh, and you know, we always do bring it full circle. It always has to... and honestly, everything trails back to the baby.
Oh, God.
Somehow.
Let's
I feel
not.
Like we could probably do that. We won't. We probably could if we tried hard enough.
Yeah, but let's not.
Yeah, but we won't because, guys, we do have to get out of your hair.
Boo.
Oh, and honestly, boo, because what the heck?
I could stay here for forever.
I know. Isn't this so much fun?
This
guys,
is so much fun.
If you're listening to this and you're like, oh, like, I wish I could have my own radio show and I wish I could be in WONI, please join WONI.
You should do it.
There is an interest meeting, I believe, September 6th. If I got that wrong, please look up WONY on Instagram. We would love to have you guys join us. Even if you don't want to be on the radio, we have so many committees you can join to help run concerts, to make PR materials. We are a lot of fun, and I'd say we're a pretty awesome group of people.
True.
So if you ever want to get your digs in the radio, please come check us out. I'm not even an e-board member. I just really love this club, and
I'm
do
not
love
even
the radio.
In WONI, and I agree with this.
Wait,
and I approved this statement.
And she just improved the statement. And you improved the statement.
I improved and approved.
Oh, gosh.
All the proofs.
Gosh, we're amazing. Isn't
we
that
are.
Crazy? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. This has been Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. And as always, I am your host, DJ Maddie B, with guest.
Oh, me. Abby Vesperman.
Abby
That's me.
Abby V.
V, if you will.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
I ruined the vibe.
Hey, no, you enhanced the vibe.
Thanks.
Don't ever. Hey, don't talk about my friend like that.
Thank you.
Guys,
sorry.
Thank you so much for tapping in. This is WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. DJ Maddie B, signing off.
Bye.
Sometimes it's the ones who come round just for a moment. The king will never own the swans. They own themselves. Look, here comes one. Says, take me with you so you're not alone. Cats jumped on the table, stole a scone. We were still together then from Kajiji, should I? He'll hear you nice within a car. It's time you saw me, girl, this GC, hey. April blossoms and a pink bouquet.
If you could go anywhere, where would you go? If you could go anywhere, where would you go? If you could go anywhere, would you wanna stay?
You think you're the wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
Would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone had such a lovely summer, discovering a bunch of new artists during the break. Moni is so excited to be back, and all of our DJs are sincerely looking forward to starting up all of their shows, starting this week. Make sure to stay tuned for all of your favorite student, community, and faculty-led shows coming back onto the air throughout the week, only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Make sure to stay cool, have a lovely start to your semester, and keep it locked.